USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on despite recent setbacks. Republicans on Capitol Hill now want to bring forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview, announcing a new subpoena. Kentucky Congressman James Comer on with Fox Business says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We have some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified documents?
Former President Trump is celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Trump defeated top challenger Nikki Haley once again, and convincingly, too. Despite that, Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. It's up to a Georgia judge now.
Closing arguments concluded Friday in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The key points in question are the timing of their relationship's onset relative to Wade's appointment and whether Willis benefited financially from that appointment. Willis and Wade assert equal sharing of travel expenses and that their relationship began after Wade's appointment. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks.
USA's John Schaefer. First Lady Jill Biden says Donald Trump is dangerous to women. Biden made a stop in Tucson, Arizona Saturday for a tour to rally women voters around President Joe Biden. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The U.S. has made its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Pentagon officials say three C-130 aircraft dropped over 60 pallets carrying 38,000 meals into Gaza early Saturday. President Biden ordered the move after more than 100 people were killed in deadly violence surrounding a food convoy in Gaza City just a few days ago. Growth of the massive Smokehouse Creek fire in northern Texas has slowed considerably since the fire broke out last week. The burn zone now covers about 1.07 million acres across the northern Texas panhandle, but U.S. government fire management data shows only 2 acres of fire growth through Saturday. The fire began spreading just northeast of the Stinnett oil fields on Monday last week. So far, the blaze is about 15% contained. The Smokehouse Creek fire, rated as the largest ever in the state of Texas. The swag bags for this year's Oscars boast a value about $250,000. USA's John Schaefer fills you in on what the stars will be getting.
Curated by distinctive assets, they feature an array of luxurious skincare and wellness items, designer throw pillows, and extravagant trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests and a 3-night retreat at a private villa in St. Bart's. Celebrities will grace the red carpet for the 96th Academy Awards on March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.